just a little trigger warning. There's murder. Some blood mention. Yeah, I don't know what else. Also, currently, I'm sick, so I'm sorry if it sounds really, really bad. I hope to recover soon. Anyways, enjoy. Hello again. Let's see, why are you here this time? A severe neck injury, huh? How do you manage to get yourself in these situations? Oh, you silly, silly boy. Nevertheless, I'm glad to see you. Alright, let me prop you up a little bit, okay? I just need to take a quick look at your neck. I know the doctor did, but I want to see how hurt you are. Am I not allowed to do that? That's what I thought. Alright, let's see here. Aw, your cast is so cute. I wish I was the one that put this on you. What is this? Hope you recover soon. Signed, Susie? Susie signed your cast before me? Oh, darling. What caused this to happen, You broke our agreement. Did your injury damage your brain? Remember? We agreed that I would be the one, and only, to sign your cast. And this time, it appears that I am not the first and only signature. Oh, I am very upset. But I do not wish to take my anger out on you. Tell me, when did Susie enter your room? An hour ago? That's not fair. I was still on my way to work. And you just willingly let her sign your cast? Breaking our pinky promise? Darling, I never expected you to be so unloyal. Don't worry though. I'm still not mad at you. I bet Susie. She manipulated you, didn't she? Oh, I know she did. My sweet, sweet darling has been terribly influenced. Shh, it's okay, it's okay. I'll take care of her, okay? I'll make sure she doesn't get in between us anymore. You're not allowed to tell me what I can or cannot do to others. You broke our promise. You have no say in this. As much as I value your opinion, your words, anything that comes out of your little mouth, this takes the cake. Oh, your lunch is ready in the cafeteria. I'll go get it, okay? Make sure to keep the door open in case Susie swings by. you're so funny. How have I not seen such a cute patient like you before? Oh, you come here often? Well, maybe I should come here often. I'll gladly accompany you all the time, you know. You already have a nurse that does that? Believe me, I'm the better nurse. Besides...
Shut up. Oh, God. Her voice is so annoying.
Well, hello, Susie. Or shall I say, goodbye, Susie.
Hearing her say that she's the better nurse? Please.
I've been working here a lot longer than she has. And I'm not the one that failed the examination 5 times. What's wrong, darling? You look really scared. There's no reason to be so scared. I was getting rid of an obstacle. She was trying to take you away from me. Did you not see that? I promised to be your nurse. Your one and only nurse. And seeing that Susie, all high and mighty, trying to claim you in front of me, I couldn't let that happen anymore. You understand, right? I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for us. For our future. What do you mean you're never gonna come back? You always do. Have you ever wondered why you always keep returning? Well, you are kind of clumsy. But do you remember the first day we met? When you first visited here? It was such a small fracture. But I fell in love. Love at first sight. How obedient you were when I told you to lift your limbs. When I told you I'll do this, I'll do that. And you would just say, yes, ma'am. I wish I didn't have to reveal this so soon. But the reason why you keep coming back is because of me. No, of course I didn't drug you or injected you with anything weird. That goes against my oath as a nurse. And I don't want to harm you too badly. I told you, I care about you. Why should I injure you even more? Well, it was more of a joint effort. You know, between you and I. When you filled out your patient form, and when you wrote your address so cutely, I decided to look for your place. I placed traps all over your apartment. Nothing too serious. It's like slipping a banana peel on the floor. I did make sure to make it really slippery around really safe places around your apartment. You know, like the couch and the bed and pillows and... I didn't want you to get severely injured. After all, if you end up in a coma or permanently gone because of me, then I have no reason to keep going. And it'll just be all my fault. But luckily, it was just a few fractures, a few sprains, nothing too major, that kept you returning to me. Oh, I should probably clean you up, huh? Susie's nasty blood is soaking into your clothes. You don't deserve to touch that filth. Here, a cloth. I'll start wiping you down, okay? Hey, I told you I'm not gonna hurt you. Don't start pulling away from me. You don't want me to tie you down, do you? There we go. That's it. Just a little bit more blood on your face. I'm just cleansing you of the blood. Cleansing your skin with my kisses. What do you mean you don't want it? What a normal guy would refuse a kiss from a woman? Unless you're saying you don't want it. Playing hard to get because you want more. I can see right through you. Mwah. All the kisses for you, my darling. All for you. Oh, don't even try screaming for help. Didn't you notice? This room is really special for one reason. It's soundproof. Why do you think I always make you return to this room? Oh, I just have really good relationships with some contractors. But don't worry, darling. We're in a soundproof room. I locked the door. Now it's just you and I. Alone. Well, except with, Susie's body right here. But I'll take care of it, okay? Maybe I should just throw her body out of the window. That doesn't sound like a bad idea, actually. But don't worry. I'll do that later. Right now, maybe I should just kiss you even more and let her dead body watch every single kiss that lands right on your pretty little mouth.